Those in prison, reading 5. Other scriptural examples of those bound or in prison. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am Yehovah thy God, who brought thee out from the land of Egypt, from the house of servitude. Thou shalt have no other gods before my face. Exodus 20. Who brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of servants. That this signifies liberation by him from hell is evident from the signification of bringing forth as being liberation, from the signification of the land of Egypt as being infestation by the infernals, and from the signification of the house of servants as being spiritual captivity. That the house of servants denotes spiritual captivity and also hell is because it is servitude to be held captive and to be led by those who are in hell, and it is freedom to be led by the Lord. That they who are of the spiritual church and are represented by the sons of Israel were liberated from hell by the Lord, by his coming into the world and making the human in himself divine, see various passages in the Arcana. Arcana Celestia 88:66. Wherefore, say to the sons of Israel, I am Yehovah, and I will lead you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rescue you from their service. And I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. Exodus 6. In thy mercy thou hast led the people that thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength to the home of thy holiness. Exodus 15. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants, and I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. Micah 6. This means, in the sense of the letter, that they were led by the divine power out of Egypt, where they had been made bondmen. But in the internal or spiritual sense, no such thing is meant, but it means that those who are of the church, that is, those who are reformed by the Lord, by means of truths and a life according to them, are delivered and freed from evils and from the falsities therefrom. For these are the things that make man a bondsman. This is the spiritual sense of these words, and in this sense are the angels, when man is in the sense of the letter. Apocalypse Explained 3:28. I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them out from the land of Egypt, from the iron furnace, saying, Obey my voice, and do them, according to all which I command you, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Jeremiah 11. For all freedom of thinking and acting is from the spiritual man, because the spiritual man thinks and wills out of heaven from the Lord. And to be led by the Lord is freedom. From this it can be seen why Egypt is called a furnace of iron and a house of bondage. This bondage is signified also by, I removed the shoulder of Israel from the burden of Egypt. Apocalypse Explained 5:40. And the Philistines seized him and took out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with bronze fetters, and he ground in the house of the bound. Speaking of Samson in Judges 16. And John, hearing in the prison the works of the Christ and sending two of his disciples, says to him, Art thou he who should come? Or do we look for another? And Jesus, answering, said to them, Go, report to John what things you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel announced to them. Matthew 22. Who shall give the salvation of Israel out of Zion? When Yehovah turns back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, Israel shall be glad. Psalm 14. And he, Peter, said to him, Lord, I am prepared to go with thee, both into prison and to death. Luke 22. Questions. The greatest deliverance from captivity is expressed in the preamble to the Ten Commandments. Why do you think that preamble is there? How does it affect your reading or doing of the commandments that follow? The Lord comes to, or visits, those who are captive and leads them forth. Can you think of a story from the Word and how this actually happened? John the Baptist was in prison. In his case, he was not rescued, but the Lord still did something for him. What was it, and what lessons can be drawn for us? Peter seemed to anticipate that the Lord might be arrested. How was Peter prepared to help? How did that turn out?